go. I'm feeling higher than the most high. All eyes on us when we roll. I'm your queen, you my hero. Where my west side girls at?
Where y'all at?
Where my east side riders at?
Where they at?
Where my south side gangsters at?
Where y'all at?
Hey, where y'all at? Where my west side gangsters at? Well, my east side, oh, I'm sorry, y'all, I got my damn gone live. Okay, hold on, y'all. I was trying to share, see, I'm messing up at the beginning of the show. I was trying to share my Facebook live, and the doggone intro was going and stuff. So, again, where my west side, east side, north side, and my south side riders at? I keep looking up. I need to look right there, I think. So, anyways, y'all, tuned in. Global Street Wave, another hot show we have for y'all. And it's a Screaming Bossy, once again, with a ride or die man, Supreme, a.k.a. Brian Williams, in the building, Brian Williams, with an S on the end. Hey, what's up,
hey,
Brian,
what's
baby?
What's happening?
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
That's what you're supposed to say. No, yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
No, we got to say it different than Ice Cube, but we still got to say it. So anyways, y'all, we turned up up in here like a light switch in Bossy's boobies. I don't have on my super big push-up bra for y'all today. So I got on like my 32 B's instead of the 32 D's, but I hope the men still like it. So anyways, we got some hot guests, y'all. Right now, I have a brother up in here today just to introduce the guests. I have a brother. His name is Josiah. He has some shoes. It's called Really Raw Apparel. Really Raw Apparel. Really Raw Appeal. Appeal. I must go on and say it in the microphone. Say your shit.
Apparel.
Okay, I said it right. There we go. Let's just introduce him now. Fuck it. Let's bring him in. Sorry, DJ Charlie, if I'm saying cuss words. We are internationally syndicated by 97.7 The Blaze with DJ Charlie. So I need to watch my mouth because I can't even cuss on here nor play music that cuss. So again.
Turn your mic up.
Uh-oh. Turn my mic up. Okay, my bad. It sounds like I'm loud in my headphones. So let me
turn.
Okay, I'm getting instructions over here. See, salute to the poetess, y'all, keeping me on point. You feel me?
Salute.
So y'all can hear me better. So while I got the shoe up in the air, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure, guests. Y'all got it up too. Turned up like my little titties or something in your mouth.
Okay.
I got to turn like it's a penis in my mouth, y'all. I didn't say the other word, the D word. Okay, back to the shoe, y'all. Back to the, y'all know I'm a sexually harassed, y'all. Back to the shoe. See this awesome shoe? I hope you can see it very clearly and very good. I have a brother, again, his name is Josiah, but he goes by, say the name again.
Really Raw Apparel.
Uh-oh, he needs some Fly Fit detox water. You feel me? His throat dry. Take a sip of my water.
Detox.
I'm gonna take a swig. Get a kiss. Right. And shit. All so, right. He got some dope shoes, y'all. We'll talk about all that good stuff in a minute. His throat getting dry. So, salute to my sponsor as we're talking and laughing about it. See why you need sponsors that got some type of juices and fluids for your lips? I mean, your lips, for your throat, because you get up here and you get to talking and stuff. So, she didn't know that he had these fly shoes for her to be giving that Fly Fit detox water. So, she didn't bring him a water. But I'm going to share it with my brother. I am my brother's keeper. Am I my brother? Then don't be backwashing. I hope you ain't no girl. Ain't no girl's cootie cat. Ain't a girl cootie cat with him and shit. Now I'm gay today, y'all. And shit, okay, fuck it. I'm sorry. I said a cuss word. Damn it. I'm still trying to be freaking nasty without cussing. Bossy's boobies. Okay, anyways, y'all. We got another guest. Let me not be nasty on this part because this brother, actually, he going to make you ladies want to get nasty in a like classy, cool way. It's like a cool, clean nasty because this dude, his name is Corey the Poet. And he does some great poetry, man. And it's like very sensual. And it's just like, you know, it's not. He says these words to your brain and it makes you want to. Oh, my bad. That's how the poetry is. Y'all going to see that in a minute. So besides all that, again, I had to salute my sponsors. I was trying to introduce the guests. Y'all know I'm all over the place like coffee. So we got the Fly Fit Detox water in the building. Anybody needs some Fly Fit Detox water, Brian? Let me see yours. She gave Brian the balls bottle. I got the little pootie cat bottle, like the little bottle. Like I'm a pootie cat. Just the women get the little stuff. Men get the big stuff. He got balls. He gets the big thing. He got to fill up more. No, I'm just saying. Y'all know Bossy gonna mix in sex, knowledge, and drugs. So this is the Fly Fit Detox water, y'all. It looks like we have strawberries in here, cucumbers, you know, sis, actually, yo, pop up here right quick. I'd like to throw you on the camera. Come up here and tell us what's in this water, and then we're going to tell them about our other sponsor. Come on, Nikki, get your little 5 minute chime, five seconds of fame. Not 5 minutes, you get 5 seconds. So right quick, honey, what's the name? Come over here. Come up here like we gay and shit. Get close to me, girlfriend. I want to get more free water, baby. So let them know all the gay girls watching. What's up, girls? I look cute with you? No, I'm just playing. Let them know what's in this water, girl. See all the shit I got to go through, y'all? Just
organic strawberries, organic lemons, cucumbers, and ginger.
Awesome.
And, that's all good.
Something else is in there.
Look.
Oranges.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Mm. And what is this? What is this one detoxifying, or what is this one doing?
That's boosting metabolism, giving you antioxidants and minerals, and the ginger. Okay. As well, and the lemon and orange is the citrus.
Awesome. So for any men, like, you know how some women go down on a man and they give him oral sex? Mm-hmm. You know how they say when women or men eat pineapples that it makes your sperm sweeter?
Is that something?
Yeah. Is that better?
Yeah.
So all y'all that want some sweet juices
definitely
for your love, what I do? Why y'all keep pointing on my damn phone?
It's ringing.
Oh, the phone ringing. Okay, yeah, see, thank y'all. They trying to let me know the phone ringing. I'm confused. Y'all know this is my second show here, right, at the Morris Media. So I got to get used to stuff. We got a caller, so let me shut up. Anybody need to get their sperm right, though, real talk. Even a caller, man or woman, we got the Fly Fit Detox Water. Make your stuff sweet for your lover. Real talk. Okay, caller, tell us your name and where you calling from. Hello? Hey, caller, where you calling from, baby?
I'm calling from California.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Trina.
Hey, Trina, and who you calling? You calling for a guest or what you calling to say, baby?
Yeah, I'm calling for Corey. Is he in yet?
Yes, Corey's here. He will be up once I shut my mouth up and get through talking to Josiah in a minute. We're going to get Corey up in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Now, I want to do this, Queen. I always have a topic for the show, right? I always get you callers to call in, and I'll be doing all this talking, trying to be funny, but I never even asked the caller about the topic. My topic today, you guys, we have a caller, 323-293-3375. Call in like the sister did. And my question to you, Queen, with the topic, with the chemistry, are you right now enjoying, like, good chemistry with the people around you or your mate? Are you, like, you know, experiencing, like, people you be having to get away from? What's your intake on this, insight on this word chemistry? And what could you put out there positive for people right now?
No, I'm a Leo, so I'm big on chemistry and loyalty. So yeah,
turn that down if I'm live. Sorry, Queen. Hold on. You got that on live, bro. You can't watch it. That the speaker is on.
Oh, okay.
I can hear it in the background.
Okay.
And I know that's not my phone. I'm a Leo too, Queen. Say what you're saying. That's why I'm bossy. What you say now?
Oh, you a Leo as well.
I am. You see my co-host over here messing up. I already have my damn shit on. I have my stuff on live. We all on our Facebook while we on MorrisMediaLive.com. We up here all on our own live trying to look at ourselves with the doggone stuff playing up in the background on the microphone. Turn the dang on volume down if you want to look at yourself, because I just did it, Brian. Now go on, Leo. Tell us what you were trying to say about this chemistry.
I'm too busy laughing at you checking everybody in the studio right now.
Hey, because I'm bossy, you feel me? So what you got to say? See, the chemistry, me and you got good chemistry because we two Leos. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When your birthday, Queen?
August 16th.
I'm August 8th. So what you want to say right quick about the chemistry?
No, I believe chemistry is real big, because if there's no chemistry, I just believe the sex is going to be back. Period.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's funny you said the sex, because I was directing it towards everybody in the sex, but you dang sure right, because them brothers I be having them nice conversations with, you talk to me long, boy, they'll be the best sex lovers. You know what I'm saying? Then the ones that really ain't about nothing, ain't really trying to have no conversation, they just like they sex. Your conversation short, your sex short. You know what I mean? Bye. You want to leave. You want to toot in the booty because he ain't got nothing to talk about.
Okay.
I like hieroglyphics. I'm a queen. What mm-hmm. you want to talk about? How we going to go back to Africa and go try to dig up some gold and stop letting the babies lose their arms for it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Can I get some diamonds? No, I'm just playing. Anyway, so I thank you, Queen, for calling in and laughing with us. I really appreciate you, baby. You have a beautiful day.
No, I have a question for Corey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Corey's going to come up, so you're going to keep tuning in live. And shout out to everybody watching on Facebook, Carlene Corsi Live, Screaming Bossy Live, Carlene Bossy Corsi Page Live, and Global Street Wave Live. We live on all those pages. And again, MorrisMediaLive.com. So just stay watching. You're going to see my man Corey come up in a minute. I'm taking this gun out of my mouth. All right, Queen. Thanks again, Lady Leo. Team Leo in the building. All right, baby. That's right. Leo, Corey, I like you already. Now me and Corey got good chemistry. Yeah. I'm going to have to get Josiah out the way. I want to talk to Corey now. I think Corey got a wife, though, so I can't flirt with Corey.
Right.
Y'all don't get beat up. I don't know what Josiah got, but I'm going to flirt with him because he got fresh shoes.
Okay.
I got fresh shoes, bossy's boobies. So right quick, y'all, let's get into my last sponsor. Let's get into my man Josiah. Maybe a quick commercial break right quick or something. But let's get into this last sponsor. Ooh. Take a commercial break. We'll come back to Josiah and then finish the show because, I ain't took that long with 10 minutes. Feel like I've been talking for 30. So I got to pay attention to my queen over there. Pour this and make sure I got no call. Josiah, you my assistant / guest.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, you the host, co-host / guest. You need to pay attention to the pour this, man. I'll be talking too dang on much if it's a caller.
Right.
Okay? Okay. Right. You ready to fly in the position.
Yeah, I got it ready.
I like Ryan. He in position. So we got Dipland. I don't know. Y'all probably can't see it that good on the camera. Oh, that's why. I feel like Jesus. Supper. Just this ain't the last supper. This is a great dessert. So we got Dipland, man. Y'all go check out Dipland. Check out Dipland. She blesses with some banana pudding. You feel me? Cake today. I didn't bring no bossy cupcakes with the 420 in it.
Man.
I was like, I got the Dipland, so... Definitely appreciate our sponsors again, Fly Fit Detox Water, brought to you by Supreme Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get you united with your words from the wise.
So,
what I want to do, let's take a quick little break. I want to shut up. Let me see what I told my sister. My first little commercial break was a video. Actually, I'm going to go to this little quick little video we got. We got Snoop showing you some love, Josiah. So we're going to get actually to that video. I'm going to come back. I'm going to give him a little word from the day. I don't drink all my water up. I got this coffee on. I mean, it's cake on here. He done jacked me from the water and stuff. So, Fly Fit, you need to bring guest water. I'm going to have to give her tips. See what Dipland make you do, smack and get ghetto. So, we're going to play your video. I'm going to shut up. We're going to play this video. What's this video right quick before we play it? Snoop Dogg, where were you guys at when he was showing you some love? Get up here to this mic like it's bossy's titties.
Yeah.
Boobies. There you go. And you ain't got to lean up, lean down. Just go like this. Put it like this. Like follow the leader. Now put the mic up to you like that. Instructions all on the show. There you go. Bring it up like a titty. No,
just bring it up.
Damn, you strong.
There you go. I'm bossy. Okay, I think Porter says, okay, I just want to boss him around, Porter, because he's a cute dude. Right. So go. I'm going to boss guys around like I'm an elementary. So tell us about this video, and we're going to go to this video.
Oh, yeah. The video, we was, my boys was having a video shoot at the park, and Snoop was up there. Well, they actually a part of his group, so they was up there shooting a video.
The Long Beach Movement stuff. Brothers or something?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Beach City, Long Beach.
And what was y'all at what park? It was Long Beach or something, of course?
Yeah, it was in Long Beach for sure.
Okay. And what city are you from?
Long Beach.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's what I'm talking about. And again, tell us what you are and what you represent.
I'm a shoe designer.
Shoe designer, really raw. A pair?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we're going to go to a quick commercial break and show y'all Snoop giving his brother love. Come back to him. Bossy's titties and everything's going to be all right. Woo-hoo!
Said 350.
What's funny?
What's that material,
huh? All leather, burnt in. Any picture you want.
What's the homie discount?
Honey.
Okay, my nigga. I'm gonna buy three pair because you said.
Let's go.
So you just made 300, cuz.
There it is.
I wear size 11, cuz.
All right, for sure.
I'm gonna tell you what I want on them, too. So give me your line so I can hook you up.
All right, for sure.
I'll tell you exactly what I want on them.
Yes, sir. There it is.
That nigga went for 300. Where the fuck is yours
at? Huh? Hey, you got some
blue and tan ones.
Hey, get a bar of this, though. Get a bar of this, though. Yeah, this nigga be working on
That's a bar.
Oh, I need these.
Hustle
hard. Where you at,
Kyle? Right here. Right.
Hustle hard. Got you. I need a cameraman.
He didn't even see the gator one.
Cameraman.
And he got
you on there. You can put your neck on there. Put yourself on there.
Yeah. Can you cut Snoop on
there, Kyle? Any picture you want. You show me the picture. I got you.
What I say, go. I see the picture.
I'll be doing a business with it. Get out of my office.
All right, for sure.
Get out of my office. I'll get back at you.
Okay, for sure.
He gonna get at my office and get back at you. I need to be working with you and fool you then, cause you fooling with Snoop Dogg and all that good stuff. So let's give a big salute, Brian, and let's get a brother hand clap. Remember over at the arm city, you see the little hand clap for the engineer for this brother, man. Salute to you. Before we get to you though, I have an awesome positive word for today. I gotta make sure I'm gonna be able to pronounce it. I went on Google, y'all, and found, like, instead of looking at regular words, I found something good for us. And the definition, I got the wrong book. So this is Bossy with just her word for today. Then we're gonna get into our guests. Then we're gonna get into our other guests, and we're gonna keep it moving with the boobies and just, you know, have peace, love, and happiness. So my word for the day was like auspicious. I'm saying it right. Suspicious, auspicious. I had to write this down, y'all. Just hold on and bear with me. Auspicious, okay, like suspicious, okay. I'm just making sure I'm saying it right. Okay, auspicious. How about this? I'm gonna spell it for you. A-U-S-P-I-C-I-O-U-S. A-U-S-P-I-C-I-O-U-S. Auspicious. Like suspicious, but it's auspicious. Auspicious. I said it right. I know I did because I kept saying that, and I'm going to keep doing it now. So y'all got that part right. Cool. Let's give you the definition of the word for today. It is marked by success, prosperous, okay? And it's an adjective also. It's also a positive and successful future. It's also something that just means. So in a sentence, it would be an auspicious time to purchase the stock. Like, it's in basically a prosperous or a successful time to purchase stock. So last but not least, promising, rosy, good, encouraging, favorable. So all that to say, characterized by success and prosperous. Saying that to say, let's all be auspicious. And with that being said, we have a very talented brother who's definitely been prosperous in what he's doing, because he's not making shoes for just local people, mm-hmm. but he's making shoes for celebrities and really getting it out there. Now, what would be more prosperous is if Snoop Dogg, I'm going to go there. You watching me, Snoop? I ain't never fucked with you. Oh, cuss. Sorry, Charlie. We syndicated. Can't cuss. Snoop, I ain't never came at you wrong, and I ain't coming at you wrong now. But what's up with us getting the store in the hood, man, with the brother selling the shoes? I mean, Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, everybody flossed some money on the internet. I'm going to just keep it short and sweet, though, because I didn't want to go rant. I ain't cussing nobody out to try to mess with me today, yesterday, and last week. So I'm going to keep it cute. I said three P's. Pretty, positive, and P-U-S-S-Y. That's what I'm going to keep it. Yeah, right. Right. So I knew the last one now. I had to turn Brian out. So again, you know, forget all, I mean, I forget, but that was my slight rant.
Right.
To the people with the money. You know,
that's right.
Get the brother's stuff.
Yeah.
Get you a stone, put the brother's shoes in there. Let me, I mean, like, no, get the brother's stuff.
Right.
Like, we ain't going to. Anyways, that's a whole other story with these people that, you know, get into the industry and get all that money. And I'm putting the shoe all in my face. Bam. Hmm. So with that being said, the point is very prosperous. Right. You know what I'm saying? As far as what he's doing. So, again, let's welcome my brother, Josiah, to the building. And just right quick, tell us, how did you even come about with creating these shoes, man, with the snake skin? I see a little furs up in here. Like, where did this idea come from?
Just being around fashion designers and,
okay,
you know, got it running in my family, so.
Okay, it's in your blood.
It's in you.
Blood. That's what it says, in me, not on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how the pimps talk. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right. So, as far as, like, you know, is your first interview ever with these shoes?
Yeah.
Just, okay, oh, that's right. I feel special. You ain't going to, I want a tip still. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever tip is. Some shoes he got at his house, y'all. He got some shoes. I'm going to confess, I bought these cheap shoes out the day. I ain't going to swap me, y'all. I bought some cheap shoes, right? And so the dong I wore one night to the club, and the dong on shoe just opened up, like, it started talking, like, bossies, boobies. You feel me? The shoe. So I was like, hey, I need you to glue this shoe for me. Oh, my mama calling me, y'all. Hold on. I'm going to put her on.
Hey.
Hey, hold on, mama. Don't say nothing crazy. I got you on the speakerphone. I'm live on my show right now. So I put you on the speaker just because you my mama. You ain't never even, I don't think, called in to my dang on show. So, mama, don't say, don't trip. I know I'm just messing with you. She said, you didn't tell me. See how I got that feistiness, mm-hmm. y'all. Harlem crib. That's my mama, y'all. I'm just playing, mama. I start gangbanging. Don't say nothing crazy. You live on the radio. So say what's up to my people. This is Big Carlene, y'all. I'm glad my mama called. Say what's up, mama, even though we got a call-in number. They can hear you.
Hi. How y'all doing today?
Hey, that's right, mama. What you want to
congratulate my little Carlene for being on the show.
That's right. I'm doing my Global Streetway, mama. I'm still the same show. I'm just over here at the Morris Media Live with the Poetess and Mr. Morris. You feel me?
Okay. Well, yeah. I was talking about my grandson. Tell him that they got those opening. Remember the summer use job they was doing last year?
Okay. For anybody else who
they
kids need jobs.
Started. That's just for him and Denia. The ones that's, they not on their camera because I don't get camera.
Okay. Don't talk about that all on the phone. Don't shut up. Don't right, talk too much. I'm about to tell y'all our business. Your damn business. Okay. So that's cool. But Joaquin is grown. I don't know if he could do that. But anyways.
Officer 21.
Okay. So anybody looking for a summer job, since my mama called, the WC Watt City, what is it, mama? WCLA?
WLCAC.
Yeah. WLCAC, y'all, since my mama called. Anybody teenagers need some summer jobs, y'all go over there to Watts in the Hood, 108th and Central, and go get your kid a job. So thank you, mama. You just called.
Yeah, tell them they can start now. Go do an application because they're already working.
Oh, thank Sounds you, mama. Good. All right, mama. Yeah, it's right.
Okay.
All Crips is good Crips. I love you too, cuz. Bye. I got the bang with my mama, nigga. Take all the Crip right quick, mama. Just say it.
Harlem.
Hey, cuz. Y'all thought I was on my own, nigga? Hey, y'all brothers better realize where I get it from. Hey, mama, could I say something right quick? I'm really feisty, right? And people don't be understanding why I don't be taking no crap. I'm sweet as pie, man, but people be picking at me, these dudes, like I'm I'm a little kid in elementary, mama, they be trying to bully me and stuff. Guys.
Okay, where are those dudes at?
Don't trip, because I just go on and pray to the universe and he take care of it for me. You know, I pray to God and Jesus and Buddha and Allah.
Yeah, but your universe always will send your mom to take care of him for you.
I know, and my brothers, but I be leaving y'all alone so y'all don't go to jail. That's what I'm saying. So y'all hear my mama?
I'm God's soldier.
Hey, that's right. And I'll talk to you later, cuz, so we don't gang bang on the show no more. They know enough
okay,
now.
Okay, we love you, though.
All right, baby.
Mess with. God bless.
All right, baby. All right. Mama, nigga.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? My mama. Back to Josiah so I can get to my other guest, man, because I'm up here getting all caught up and stuff in a moment. So, hey, brother, besides that, Brian, I done talked up the whole show. You're supposed to be a co-host, right?
Yeah.
And you don't even get to talk that much.
That's it.
When we was at the WCLBM and stuff.
Right.
Talk to this brother. Go on and talk to him. Finish up. I'm going to sit back and relax.
Okay.
Well, go on and ask him a couple questions real quick so we can get to our next guest. He's shy and fine. He didn't want to be up here that long anyway. I want to get Corey so he can saturate the girls, ladies, and get them wet off the sexual poetry he got. Okay. I mean, not sexual poetry. It's sensual. I'm just sexual, y'all. I'm sorry. So talk to Josiah for a little bit while I chill over here and play with myself and my movies.
For sure. Well, you know, I'm looking at the shoes. You know, I see the artwork that's in there. You know, they're looking fly and stuff, you know. So for one, where can you get your shoes at? Let everybody know.
You can find me on Instagram, Really Raw Apparel, Facebook, Really Raw Apparel. My website will be up in a month, and that's also Really Raw Apparel. So everything is linked up to Really Raw Apparel.
Sounds good.
So, yeah. Right now, I'm real personal with my customers, so UPS, whatever, I'll drive to my customers.
Oh, that's what's up.
I'm real, you know, it's personal right now. Right. So, yeah.
And how much a pair like that would hit you for?
$250 right here.
Okay.
Yeah. All leather. You pick out
all
your
stores.
Own. Yeah, you can. You know.
He didn't even bring me all these other. Why you bring one little shoe?
Right.
All the fly shoes. Oh, that's
why I let
and
him to Really Raw Apparel.
There you go.
See
there you go. There you go.
You
I like
know,
that.
I got,
make them curious.
Yeah.
Go on. Let me talk. I was supposed to shut up. Go on. Talk to him. It's a man.
Cool.
Okay. That's gone, Brian. Finish talking to him, and I'm going to cut y'all off. He's going to get his butt out here. We're going to get to Corey in a second.
All right. Yeah. When you're designing your shoes, right, what gives you that inspiration to do them designs? I mean, there's something that's clicking in there to get the special designs like that.
It's just, I started off wanting just to be different, you know.
Right.
Everybody, you rap or play basketball, you know. And I was like, oh, no, it's more than that, you know. So I had an opportunity to do something like this, so I went along with it. So, you know, just another example, another option.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. How long it take you to create something like that right there?
it depends. This took me like 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
But I do other things, though. I don't have, like, you know, the full time to focus on the shoe all the way. You know, I got to kids and you know
I feel what you're saying
that's
but
right.
On a regular day I can get it done in a day.
Okay.
Yeah, leave me in that room 24 hours.
So when my
hours,
shoe gonna be ready? I was talking about my cheap shoe to my mama called. Y'all. I got a cheap shoe and started talking, saying, Bossy's boobies. I remember what I was saying, y'all.
Yeah.
And his brother took that cheap shoe from the swap meet. Go to swap meet, get the cheap shoes.
Uh-huh.
If you go get some cheap shoes, guess what? He can deliver you from that. He's like your Christ to the shoes. He would take that shoe. He took that shoe and he tore my shoe up in my face. I didn't care. I told him it's cheap. Go and tear it up. He started showing me this swashika over here.
Yeah, just pulling
man,
off.
Man, he started showing me this stuff right here. Boy, talking about pick a color, and I'm going to do this and do that. And I was like, shoot, I'm glad that cheap shit. I'm going to buy some more cheap shoes from the swap meet and get him to just make, I'm turning them on, just get him to make me shoes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're the bomb, dude. You really are. So the point of that was he's hooking up me some shoes. So he's really my designer. And shouts out to Mike Malone, man, and Sandra, man, mama. Salute to y'all right quick. I'm sorry, because that's my other designers, man. Mm. What you talking about, Snoop?
Mike Malone.
Oh, okay, because y'all know each other. Yeah. See how you just threw me off?
Right.
See how people know each other, chemistry. You know what I'm talking about, Snoop? I'm like, Snoop, that's no Snoop Dogg. I said Snoop, the video over with. Okay, see, what's up, Mike Malone, again? Salute to them. You said salute or Snoop?
Salute.
Oh, God, you said Snoop. I'm still thinking of Snoop. See, I had to catch myself again, so I sound stupid on camera. Okay, I got you. Salute. I got you. Okay, salute. My bad, y'all. So anyways, yeah, salute to them, because they had me cute in my Hollywood shows. Right. Back to you. So we got any more things we want to ask this brother? You did some shoes. Oh, I got it right quick. Pacquiao, You did a shoot mm-hmm. for Floyd Mayweather. Mm-hmm. So you're doing the shoot for Magic Johnson right now.
Somebody stole those shoes.
Which ones?
The Mayweather.
Somebody stole from him or you?
Yeah. Nah. I sent them and
they never got them. Some janky,
you know. Right. It kind of feel good when people steal your stuff.
Yeah, because I like it's like somebody stealing your song because they stealing your shoes. That's crazy. And what about the Pacquiao ones? You got some shoes for Pacquiao?
No, I still got those.
Because he can actually, you guys put your face on a shoe like with a different leather print. Just go check him out on the internet and all that good stuff. I'm going to get him up out of here because I want to bring Corey the Poet on and have enough time to talk to the Poet man. You know, and bless the people with a little bit of what he got to give them because besides all the mumble rapping, what he said, he didn't want to be the next stuff, so he started being creative doing this.
Right.
You know, we have people like the poets. Uh-huh. Because that's where the music, you know, the rapping and the words and the lyrics and the rhyming really come from.
Right.
So, you know, I salute to the people that do poetry. You know, I wrote poems too because it's real. It's more relatable.
Right.
Embrace him when he get on. Cause we still just saw us embracing him right now. I was listening to that sexy stuff.
Okay.
Okay, good. Phone call. Thank you for calling Global Street Wave. Screaming Bossy in the building. Hi, where you from and your name? Hey, caller. Are you scared now? All right, then. Yo, mama. No, I'm just playing. Call us back, caller, baby. Yeah. Call us back. So, any last things you want to say to the people, man, before we get you out of here and, you go finish making my shoes, man, because I need my shoes.
I probably just want to say on that Snoop conversation.
Look up, because your head is all in my... I hope you've been looking up on my show and not looking on that.
No, I've been looking up.
Cat ain't in your face. What you looking down for?
I don't look down.
I'm just playing. Go on and go.
Just making sure my mic was right.
Okay, there you go. See how you trying to...
Yeah, Snoop, he don't owe me anything. He that was a fair exchange, you know?
Okay.
I'm in love with the journey. It's not always about the prize, you
That's
know?
That's right.
Like I became a better man doing this. So I learned a lot and learned that, you know, what I focus on, things that come to me, so
that's right.
I'm not looking for no handouts. He don't owe me no store. I'm gonna get my own store.
No, I just was talking shit a little bit. But I like that you did that. There you go. He let you know he ain't begging. He will make his shoes.
No beggar,
he will,
but I do gotta
put
go
his $300.
I do got a GoFundMe on my page.
Oh, there you Facebook, go. See? GoFundMe. Ask for it on phone. And tell him
that's the only thing I will ask for. You know.
And what's your GoFundMe?
You can find it on Josiah Harris, Really Raw Apparel on my Facebook. Okay. It's on Instagram, but it'll all lead back to GoFundMe.
So that's what I'm talking about. See, I'm glad I mentioned that because you came back with a bam-bam.
You see?
Why you here, bro? Don't come on me acting like a pootie cat, like my little piece of Fly Fit D-Sox water. Act like you got some balls.
That water gave me some juice.
It did? Yeah,
okay.
Oh, see? I see you ain't acting shy. I'm almost going to talk to you too much with your cute self, but I got a man now. I'm just kidding, y'all. So anyways, we're going to actually ask one more last question.
Sure.
He mentioned something important. He said that it kept him out of a lot of trouble. So was it then, you know, I didn't want you to tell your sins and confess like I'm the dang old Catholic preacher or whatever, what you call them people. But anyways, I do know that you did mention what we were conversating about, like, you know, how it did help you from a lot of negative things. So if you can, just slightly, a little bit share that with us just to help another brother, because somebody could be watching and you might can inspire somebody that's feeling like they want to do something, but the hood keep holding them back and the dope dealing and the pimping and the hoes and the lean and the weed. Oh, so go.
I was just... say you have to find the value in yourself. If you can't find the value in yourself, you're gonna make decisions that's not valuable to you.
That's right.
You're gonna always get the bad end of the stick. So
okay,
right.
Until
that's
you
right.
realize you got a future and you know you valuable here, then that's when them good decisions start.
That's what I'm talking about. You don't only make nice shoes. You're smart. You
that's
know?
What I'm saying.
Shoes, intelligent.
It's not just shoes.
That's
you know?
What I'm talking about. Because that's really, I'm inviting people to Facebook, y'all, while I'm looking down. Salute to everybody watching live on all my Facebook pages. But I appreciate you definitely coming in, man. Definitely appreciate you coming in. What we're going to do, Brian, is actually, we're going to do another break. I'm going to do a song break, right?
Sure.
I'm going to play my On and On track, y'all, because I need to promote this On and On track. I'm going to play this On and On track.
Okay.
And we're going to get the next guest set up. Right. I did my word for today. The number again, 323-293-3375. It's okay. Y'all can give us a call, you know. And the topic today is chemistry. If you want to speak on your experiences with having chemistry with people, good chemistry, bad chemistry, no chemistry, you know, or just letting people know about, you know, the chemistry, whatever the case may be, definitely. You know what? I'm not going. I'm going to go to On and On. I'm going to go to On and On. I'm going to come back. I'm gonna get the talk about the chemistry a little bit, and then I'm gonna have Corey up here with us, and okay. then we're gonna get into Corey.
Sounds good.
So we
gonna
talk about the chemistry, the topic with Corey,
right?
Because I got like some definitions to break down. You know, I'm trying to teach people.
Yeah.
So I got like some stuff to read to you about the chemistry stuff, just real simple stuff, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Remember the word was auspicious, like suspicious, auspicious. Remember yeah. that. It's basically being prosperous and successful, and then cool. Chemistry. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Yeah, good chemistry with people, and that gets us to be able to be prosperous and successful.
Mm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to talk like I'm intelligent. I bossy booby your ass all day, but I got some intelligence.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just acting nasty and dirty to keep y'all attention. I'm telling you the truth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you want bossy's boobies and some intelligence? Because like the lady was saying earlier, with sister, with when people have good chemistry, it makes good sex.
Right.
And I'm intelligent.
Yes.
There's some cold wound right here. Just like the gold trap. So I'm be giving it away to everybody. Y'all be trying to get some. I'll be like, nope. Leave me alone. On and on. 99 cents. Woo.
You, and then I call you up, tell you to come through.
Over, baby.
You give me excuses about what you can't do.
Like that.
Cause you with the next chick trying to play fool. But you didn't know that my homegirl sing you. Then I get that call on my G2. Baby, your lies is all see-through. You about to get struck like a single. Because I'm on a mission for the stars. And the pain that I feel is ammunition in these bars.
And you?
You just on a mission for yourself.
And me?
I just played the hands that I was dealt with.
And you?
You don't know how to deal with your emotions. And I just say exactly how I feel.
Boss.
And you don't know how to swallow your pride.
Step it up, step
and
it up.
And I'm about to step to the side. On and on.
So what you gonna do?
On and on and on. You accuse me of cheating, but I still won't call your end.
So what you gonna do?
I was mad at you, now you call me. And now you wanna tell me that you're sorry. And you miss me, and you want me. But you will say anything to charm me. So I really gotta know you mean it. And that you're thinking with your heart and not your penis. No matter what we go through, you know that you are the one that my dream is. And like Biggie, you just want one more chance. And I just really want romance. And we gon' have to go make plans. Fuck it, I guess it's one more dance. Then let's get it then.
You just want one more chance.
And I just really want romance.
And we gon' have to go make plans. Fuck it, I guess it's one more dance. But let's get it then.
On and on and on. We keep going back and forth and we keep arguing.
So what you gon' do?
On and on and on. You accuse me of cheating, but I still call your end.
So what you gon' do?
On and on and on. We keep going back and forth and we keep arguing.
So what you gon' do?
On and on and on. You accuse me of cheating, but I still call your end.
So what you gon' do?
On and on and on. So what you gonna do? What? You accuse me and I accuse you. And then I call you up, tell you to come through. You give me excuses about what you can't do. Cause you with the next chick trying to play fool. But you didn't know that my man Brian sang you. Hanging at the mall with that ugly goon. Baby, your lies is all see-through. I'm about to go on and make millions off this single. That's a remix for my superstars. And Bossy don't give a damn because she be going real hard like a NASCAR. Oh, that was my freestyle remix, y'all. Excuse me, Bossy in the building, y'all. Go do me a favor. Go get that On and On, 99 Cent. If anybody hear that song, anybody you know going through that type of issues with their peoples, and they always, you always like around your homeboy, your homegirl, your sister, your cousin, and they always arguing with their mate, and I was like, damn it, why don't you just leave them alone? Tell them, hey, y'all need to go on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play Store. Just Google Screaming Bossy On and On, man, and just go get that single. It's 99 cents because it's going to help you. Just play it when you're in the car. I'm like Mary J. Blige. You know what I'm saying? I'm like your new, you know, I used to play little love songs back in the days and stuff. And you trying to make all, you know, all sensual and stuff for your girl so you can get some when you get back to the house. You was playing Jodeci. You know, so we ain't got that no more. 112, you know what I'm saying? Okay, we can go back. We can play Marvin Gaye. You know what I'm saying? Earth, Wind & Fire. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got that no more. You know what I'm saying? So you want to be subliminal, get on and on. You know what I'm saying? 99 cent. Enough of that. Now, I got a word I was talking about, chemistry, and I got another guest up here. So we're going to talk about the chemistry with the guests.
Okay.
And get a little together, because we got still, what, 30 minutes or something, 25 minutes?
Yeah,
what time is?
Yeah, we got a little bit of 20, over 25 minutes.
Yeah, he ain't even supposed to be talking that long.
Okay.
He ain't giving enough money for that long. He ain't giving enough money for that long. So let's go on ahead. Corey, I know you a handsome, big, tall guy. I ain't going to say bossy's boobies. Act like that's your wife boobie. Because I don't want her if she watching. I think she's wife. You're like, you got a wife. Pull it up, though, so you can be heard. There you go, baby. You know what I'm saying?
We good right there?
There you go. I can hear your sexy deep voice. Oh, I love men with sexy deep voice. Chocolate, sexy men, chocolate with deep voices is a turn on. No. So anyways, Brian, this is a brother, Corey the Poet. I kept calling you the Prophet at home. Yeah. I be writing it down. Corey the Prophet.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you gonna, no, you are. Man, in the poetry you have. It's very, okay, I ain't going to say what it is. I want to say what it is and go look up and talk about them and all that and try to do like the hoes be doing all.
Yeah.
Tell them about yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, Corey, we want to welcome you. Let's do our hand clap.
Right, right. What's up?
Welcome, Corey, to the Global Streetway. You know what I'm saying? Y'all tune in right now. MorrisMediaLive.com. All the Facebook Lives. 323-293-3375. Call in if you want to talk about how y'all enjoy looking at Bossy's boobies. Call back. What's your girl, Tiana? My Leo? Tatiana? What was
her name? Veronica.
No, not Veronica. The Leo that called in.
Oh,
Tiana was a T. Tatiana.
Latrina. Yeah, Trina.
I know it's a T. Trina. Yeah. Something damn it. Trina. Yeah. Like Trina with the big booty. Somebody. So Trina, call us back. Mama, he up here. Pookie Stanky. You better stay on looking at me, Leo. So let the people know, baby, who you are, my brother.
Corey the Poet, just a man who, well, like you said earlier today about the all that other stuff, I just try to bring it back. The poetry that I do is infused, you know, with R&B, a little bit of jazz, because, you know, when I was growing up, the last song of the night at a party was
a slow song. They don't even do that no more.
They don't do that
anymore. They play the Jake Macon music so they can turn up the women and do all the nasty, and everybody that's
right
on the floor. Finish going.
See, and I like to just, you know, like my tagline say, you know, touch the world one word at a time. So,
that's right.
Okay. I mean, men don't talk like they used to talk back in the day to women.
You know? That's real.
That's why I ain't giving up no cootie cat no more. You better learn. Hey, I don't care how hard you think you are. You better start talking like a simp and not a pimp.
You know? And
talk me out them draws, man.
That's just what a lot of these young men out here don't understand. You know, they was raised in a different era than I was.
And
but
the women make it too easy.
And it would make it entirely too easy to, because, you know, they treat themselves in a certain manner and they go for it.
And you said they was raised in a different entirely world because I was what?
In a different type. They were raised in a different entirely world. I mean, I was raised in the hip-hop world too, but the hip-hop nowadays is just a little bit different.
A lot.
See, we had hip-hop and we had R&B mixed in together. You know, you younger, you grew up cleaning up the house on Saturday morning, your mom playing Al Green or you know, stuff like that.
Right. My mom and them, my aunties, keep going.
Nowadays, these young mothers, they wake up on Saturday morning, there's no playing Al Green, you know, they some hip hop something going on, which is nothing wrong with that. But it's just a different thing being taught. That's all.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know, and with what I do with the poetry and the R&B together is just to bring those two worlds back together.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know,
about.
Because people love words and people love music, and they both
they
have different feelings and they reach you
they
in
do.
A different way.
Yes,
and
that's true.
When you meld them together, and if you're saying something, you know,
it's
that the people can relate to, is going to stick a lot longer.
Right.
And you know what I'm going to do? He said the words is going to stick a lot longer if I say something people can relate to. So I'm about to give a quick shout out to everybody right now watching on Facebook Live.
Right.
I'm about to say their name.
Yeah.
Because I know they like their words. So right quick, and we're going to finish with you, and we're going to get to my chemistry. I want to keep the chemistry with my followers and my listeners and viewers. So let's give my peoples right now live on Facebook. We got, hey, what's up, Leyland? What's up, my niece, Champelle? I see you liking everything. Champelle, of course, in the building. What's up, Martha? What's up, Clint? Dundee in the building. Krista, eight others watching. Let me see. Marisha, Keisha White. What's up, Queen? Thank you for tuning in. Side for show rocking him. Thank you. Louis Ojeda. Mario, M-A-U-R-O. Jack, hey, Pops, thank you for tuning in. Roderick Davis. 25 more people reached. Okay, shoot. I ain't gonna probably say all y'all. Roderick, Elijah Sandman from the hood, 42nd of Broadway. We got another caller. All right, y'all. Aaron, Champelle, AK, and Carmen. Thank y'all for tuning in. And whoever else is on Corey's page, tune in. Caller, thank you for calling Global Street Wave, screaming bossies, boobies in the building. What's your name and where you calling from?
DJ Spears. What's happening?
This who? DJ who?
Spears. What's happening?
Okay, hold on. Your phone's static. DJ,
no, that's my... I don't have it.
Oh, your head.
There we go. It's still staticky.
No, your phone's staticky, Pookie. What's up with that? Get your
mom. That's my phone. That's your phone.
No, it ain't, baby, because my mama, we had a caller earlier. Don't you try to blame that on my mom's being live. I just left a janky studio. Yeah, it's not my phone. Oh, I threw a shout out. Bang, bang. I just left somewhere that wasn't right and came here to pay my money to be right. Don't you start that, boo. No, you won't. No, I'm just playing. Go on ahead, baby. Whip and do the nay-nay. What you got to say? Who is this? Oh, okay, good. She told you to call. Thank you, Porters. That's right. Thank you, Porters, because you will not be talking about that sus over here. I deals with professionalism. Shouts out to the RMC, where I used to be, the WCOBM. Now, the Morris Media Live. And also, we got some new coming up. Caller, you back for me, baby?
I'm back.
Hey, sister. What's up, queen? Go on ahead and talk to Corey. Take over, Corey. Let me shut up.
Hey. Hi, Corey.
Hey, how you doing, Trina?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right out here, just doing what I do.
So are you actually going to... say some poetry, or are you just up there talking?
You know, I think they're going to play a piece of my Black Woman video.
And since she asked, say something right now.
No, and don't. Listen, if you say something right now, I'm out in public. My panties going to get wet.
Okay, that's good, because I'm all about nastiness and positivity. It's going to be a bomb orgasm because it's intellectual. So, Corey, I already got to play part of your long video.
Right.
So don't be sitting up here saying no sensual. Don't get there too horny. Okay. Just give her, just tease her right quick with a little piece. You don't know about them 16 bars. So okay. Good, you don't know about bars, but give her a little bit. Get a world something.
All right, here you go. I want you to know what this is all about. See, I want to kiss you so deeply until I can remove the disdainful taste of your ex-lover from your mouth.
Woo!
There you
can
go.
You say
give you just a little
or
bit.
Your current lover.
Or your current lover.
I messed up his whole poem. I got personal. Go to go. I'm sorry, y'all.
I just wanted to give you a little bit
that was
right
it?
There. Yeah,
whoa,
you said give
was on
a little
point,
bit,
though.
Right? Got to tease him
boy,
a little
I'm
bit.
I'm going to take you. Night nurse. Oh, ooh. Okay, he hit a spot, girl. I done got wet on my own show with a tap on.
But, you know, I just want to say thanks. Thank you, Trina, for calling in, because Trina has been.
I forgot about Trina.
She's been a long, long, long time fan and friend, actually.
Definitely.
When I first started, actually, she was one of the. She was. When I first started, I was doing erotic poetry.
Okay. And oh, like the nasty stuff?
Right.
Oh, send me some of that stuff on my neck. I can have sex off your
okay,
poetry.
Okay. That was years and years ago. But
I'm
she
like,
was working.
Still
at
my man.
She was working at the place that I was doing it at.
Okay.
You know,
all those exotic, nasty Leo like me. Okay. You know, it's Leo's little cool freaks. We cool freaks. I ain't doing a threesome with you, but I get nasty.
Right. Right. But she was just a cool person, you know, and she enjoyed what I did, and
that's
she
right.
spread the word to people. And even when I switched over to doing
the
love and the sensual stuff, she was a real fan. She
awesome.
And supporter. She never went away.
That's right.
You know, some people,
that's
I lost right. a couple of them when I switched from
that's
doing
right.
erotic to
that's
something
right.
more conscious and
no,
sensual.
And I like both, because I'm actually a super conscious person. I'm just nasty.
Right. Right.
Like I told you, my step pops, my god pops that brought the dip land.
Yeah.
I used to hump in his van.
Okay.
I was like 19, look, Brian, like, okay, what was that? You've been too old to hump on me, Brian. You'd have been in jail. But I'm serious, you know, whatever the case may be. Oh, yeah, I'm nasty, but I'm intellectual. That was the point. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much, sis. Did you say where you was calling from?
I'm from the Bay Area.
Oh, that's why I'm so. Shout out to Bay Dude Damage, my new producer, and DJ Byrne. All right, and my Denise Coleman. Hey, I remember y'all. Is the phone clicking? Okay, thank you for calling, sis. We got another caller. I thought I heard it. I feel like I'm at home. Okay, caller.
Okay.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you for calling, Lady
Thank
Leo.
You, Trina.
Thank you,
appreciate
thank you, Trina.
You.
And thank you, new caller, for calling Global Street Wave. Let us know your name and where you're calling from. Oh, damn, I took too long to call. Answer it. Well, call us back. I'm sorry, baby. Shoot. I did hear the phone beeping.
That's all right.
I kind of felt like I was at home for a minute.
Everybody watching, if you see it on Facebook Live, make sure you call in.
And this is our second show
here. Do what we do.
At the, about to say the RMC, at the Morris. Shouts out to Mr. Morris.
Mr. Morris.
I'm about to forget my baby, Mr. Morris. Shouts out to Mr. Morris, man. So, anyways, I got to ask a question. I did check you out with the promo. I seen you was... on billboards in Vegas, I believe. Don't cut me off with the Hard Rock Cafe. I seen you with some Mark Rose. Shout out to Mark Rose, Soul Central Magazine. I used to promote them that magazine.
Yeah.
But I'm like wanting to ask you, like, you got some stuff going on overseas? It's like you, oh, caller, you got to answer the question about overseas and trees and bringing me some back. Thank you, caller, for calling back. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Kim, calling from the Bay Area.
Do me a favor, Chicken Foot. Turn that down, what you listening to. I feel like I'm on Breakfast Club, 5106.
Okay.
Somebody got me in the background. I hear my sexy D voice.
Okay, I turned it off.
There you go, Pookie Stank. See, I know I can hear stuff. I'm like a detective. You like, girl, see how bossy I mean? Okay, was that phone clicking porches too, huh? That's what I'm talking about. It's another call. Hold on, caller. Shoot. Damn. What's your name? Say your name.
My name is Kim.
Okay, hold on, Kim. Take that other call. Oh, okay, Kim. Say where you calling. Say where you calling from.
This is Kim calling from the Bay Area.
Okay, you calling for Corey, of course.
Yes.
Okay, say what you want to say real quick. The phone is hot all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay. So, Corey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Call back, caller. Okay.
We know you really well here in the Bay Area, but in what ways are you expanding your brand to the rest of the country?
She took over my show. Go on, girl.
That's a great question. I appreciate you asking, Kim, and thank you for calling first and foremost.
Yeah.
You know, I absolutely love the Bay. I say we because it's me and my team.
And make it quick. You got another caller.
I absolutely love the Bay Area, but to expand our brand, this is why we moved out to Southern California. You know, this is why we do shows in Vegas, and this is why we did a show with Soul Central Magazine.
Okay.
And, you know, they talking about, you know, possible talking about. We in conversations right now.
Okay, no, don't get into that. We'll talk about that later. Okay. Let's know. We got another caller. That caller's still there. They hung up. That's okay.
Let's keep it going.
That's good. That's your caller. Sorry, callers, if y'all get mad, but it ain't my fault. It got hot.
Just keep on calling back.
Y'all callers back again. We're going to be here. We apologize. We can only do one at a time.
But, you know, we're doing promoting and marketing everywhere. That's how we're going to take the brand just larger. I'm even doing acting. You know, I came out here. I was a theater major in college.
That's right.
So I'm even going to get into the acting thing. So we're going to cross promote and do everything we can to get that.
Corey the Poet. So you need to be sharing Global Street Wave.
Global Street Wave.
Because all you promoted was the flyer. We got a caller. I'm just about to get on him. Caller.
Here we go.
Thank you for calling. Caller, we got a new caller. We got to get you for you hang up again. Turn whatever that is down. Turn it down. And tell me your name and where you calling from. Dang, y'all got to call back. Y'all messing up. Y'all act like we all really called a Power 106. Y'all got my sexy voice, Corey in the background. Y'all listening to the calls and trying to call in. So what it sound like. So stop trying to hear yourself while y'all talking, and you're going to listen to the go back on our lives. So,
yeah.
Brian.
Yeah.
Ask this gentleman a question. We was talking about the chemistries. 323-393-3375. I'm scared to tell y'all to call. Y'all call it too much. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, we ain't answering y'all calls.
That's a good problem.
But Brian, go on and talk to him before another caller call.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. There they go again. Okay, thank you, caller, for calling back, baby. If that's you, what's your name? And tell you where you calling from.
Well, I'm calling from L.A., and my name is Champelle, and I have a question for Corey.
That's my little niece right there trying to act like she ain't my niece. What's up, niece? Okay. She been over you all day. And my stuff was still blurry on the live. Go on ahead. That was you calling back and forth, niece?
Yes.
Okay, good. So long as I know
it. I just have a question for Corey. Where did your motivation come from?
Life. You know, honestly, most of the stuff that I write about everything, but a lot of the stuff I perform is about love, romance, and sensuality geared toward women, because without women, this world would be messed up.
And that's it, because we got another caller, niece. We got another caller, niece. Lucky you, my niece, I can cut you off. I love you, little Corsi.
I love y'all, too.
All right, caller.
And keep it up, G-S-W. All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you, baby. Global Street Wave. Hey, caller, what's your name? Where you calling from? Okay, that's okay, Portis. Shit, I'm scared. I'm going to lose. Shoot. I'm going to lose. Go. Portis, like, you got to give me time to answer. Oh, no, I didn't want to lose. And that's okay. That was my niece. So we good, Portis. Call her, call back. They here again? Okay, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've never been as hot. Now. God dang it, that's another call. Okay, I'm going to calm down because I already see what's going on. Okay, look, you calling back and your sound is bad. I don't know what it is, Pookie. Turn your volume down on the phone, baby. We can't hear you. Exactly. Hey, get rid of that dang Obama phone. Nigga, go get you an Android or an iPhone. Okay, Corey. You had a question for Corey right quick, because the calls is finna call again.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I could tell by some of your poetry and stuff.
Shut up.
You wrapped that around some music like some Marvin Gaye,
right,
some Teddy Pendergrass and all that.
Absolutely. Oh, you was listening to his stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, you better have been co-host. Yeah. Finish going.
And so I see you took that element and put your own twist on it. And I see definitely that you're trying to promote it out this way as well.
Right.
So what is your major factors that you got as far as promoting your stuff out here?
Well, you know, it's like anything when we first started with this out there in the Bay Area, you know, right. people have a preconceived notion of what poetry is when they hear poetry.
Right.
But when you hear my stuff, it's totally different from what it's the dope. Normal
Oh, we got a plan. Guess it's what?
Up. You know?
We almost out of here.
Okay.
We got 10 minutes barely.
Okay.
And the calls is getting too hot. Before we do anything, yeah. I already told y'all about chemistry. I'm having good chemistry right now. That's all I got to say. Let's be honest. So forget the topic. You got to get your word from the wise before we get out of here.
Sure.
We got to get to a piece of your poetry.
You got
okay, it. You gave it to him live. Let's get to a piece of this. You got something called Black Woman.
Black Woman.
I'm not playing that whole dog on 5 minutes.
I can dig
You got 10 dang on minutes, and you got the phones hot. I'm going to use that as an excuse.
I'm with you.
Okay, cool. So let them know right quick about the Black Woman, real quick.
Real quick.
And then we're going to get to this, just a little something of it. Poetess, you're going to play a little something of it, and we're going to come back. Cause
honestly, Black Woman was inspired mainly by the lady in my life, my sweetheart, you know,
aww.
And by just black women that I grew up with all over the world.
That's right.
You know, and that's
new
what
home
it's
girl,
to.
You met Bossy.
Right.
You feel me? Because right. I like your kind
of
talk.
And you're a piece of it now.
Yeah. Hey. Right? Oh, excuse
you're
me.
You're a piece of the Black woman.
Well,
I'm going
to give it to, I was supposed to give it to my guy, Pops.
Yeah.
He was begging for it. I'm going to have to, you got to, I don't know, Pops. I'm going to have to bootleg it for him. Sell this stuff. So, right quick, introduce your track. Excuse me, your video.
Right.
In a little bit, we're going to play. And then let them know, of course, it's on YouTube. They can go right back and check it out. So tell them right quick, we ain't even got out of here yet, right? But you're going to act like we're closing out. So let them know where they can find you at. Tell them about the Black Woman, and we're going to come back to us because we only got a few minutes.
You can find me at Corey the Poet, K-H-O-R-E-E, the Poet, anywhere, all social medias. Email CoreyThePoet.com. Now, this Black Woman video is geared and directed to every single black woman out there who's been born a black woman. It's not necessarily okay. I'm talking too long.
That's okay.
Black woman, allow me to elevate you like you so deeply deserve. Regardless of the hardness, you always put your children and your significant other first. Nowadays, a lot of young women choose not to do that. In fact, that's fine. Until they begin to believe that they're greater than you. Now, I'm no destiny's child, but honey, sit back, relax, and let me come cater to you. Again, let me elevate you, praise you, and put you first. I know that you're the queen of my castle, and more importantly, you're the ruler of my universe. Understand that I love every atom, subatom, particle, molecule that it takes to create what I consider to be great, from the bottom of your feet to every single strand of your hair. Black woman, let me put you on a pedestal so no one can treat you like a footstool, but understand I'm gonna be honest and fair. I close my eyes to better realize the strength and the power that's in my life. Black woman, there's no mistaking it when it comes to the passion in your cries. No mistaking it when it comes to the loyalty that comes from inside. No mistaking it when it comes to the fire and the firmness of your thighs. She ages so gracefully. She says things so tastefully. She walks with power, conviction, and class. She says things like, this too shall pass. Now reportedly, she carries herself accordingly, but if need be, like a sword unsheathed, she will grit her teeth and tell you to kiss my entire black woman. My complexity laying right next to me.
Hey, I don't want to take it off. I'm ready to go meet my sex friend and have some bomb sex. He told me to get some candles. What else?
Incense, wine, and candles.
Incense? I don't know if he's going to drink some wine with me. Yeah.
The wine for you.
Wine. I'm just talking so personal.
Yeah,
we
go. Wine for you.
God ain't. Yeah, God, I said God ain't. Okay. I bet my God daddy okay. ain't forget this city. I knew the God came from somewhere. We ain't got long, y'all. We really don't. Brian, y'all, we already talked about the topic. Forget that's all that. We have bomb chemistry today. This is my second show here. I'm really loving it today. The vibe. Y'all got to go back on YouTube. Look up Corey, K-H-O-R-E-E, the poet. And go look up Black Woman and finish watching that video. Go make love to that. Show that. Your ratchet little females, your ratchet little Negroes. Go screw off that now with your lean. Brian, tell us the word from Wise before we have to get out of here and leave.
All right. Today, my word for the day is blessing. We are blessed to wake up this morning But some people don't know what a true blessing is. If material things are what you're talking about when you say I'm blessed, you have no idea what a blessing is. Do something instead of killing time, because time is killing you. Just be yourself. People don't have to like you, and you don't have to care. A message to the young people: don't waste your life trying to impress others. Stay true to yourself, yet always be open to learn. Work hard and never give up on your dreams, even when nobody else believes they can come true but you.
Amen.
These are not cliches, but real tools you need no matter what you do in life to stay focused on your path to succeed. Enjoy life and live life to the fullest. I'm Bryant Williams with Words from the Wise.
That's right. Yeah. And I want you to mention about the blueprint right quick, but I see a friend on here said it's my birthday.
Right.
So I just want to say real quick, God darn it, it was their name. It just went away. All the devil is alive. I just seen the person's birthday. Darn it. Shucks. I can't remember the name I just saw.
Okay.
I just seen somebody say it's my
Ronald
birthday on
Ronald Molina.
There. Thank you. Yeah. Ronald, that's what I'm talking about. See the chemistry? Give me a high five. Ronald Molina. Mono, what's my dog on live comments? It's tripping for. Happy birthday, baby. I seen the Mesa's something else and I had that and has music in my head. So we got a little more time in here, y'all. We're going to get out of here. Sure. I just wanted to get him happy birthday and a blessing. So thanks for watching and all that. Sure. Thank all my Facebook viewers and all the live viewers. You streaming with the MorrisMediaLive.com and all that. Brian, you have a blueprint of something you want to mention real quick.
Yeah, I got a blueprint that I put together. It took me a year to put together. It's basically a tool to help artists promote brand and market their music. I give them over 130 different elements on how to do that and succeed and make money with their music. You can get at me, Supreme Entertainment on Facebook, or Bryant Williams on Facebook. Also, you can reach out to me, Bryant S. Williams, at Instagram. And the blueprint that I put together shows you how to get free radio play, how to go on tour with major artists.
All that. Get paid and finish, Brian. You got to talk about more of that later, man. We got 5 minutes. Okay, 4 minutes. So, y'all, get at Brian. Tell him again what to get at you, B.
Bryant S. Williams at Instagram, Bryant Williams on Facebook, Supreme Entertainment on Facebook, and SupremeMusicEntertainment.com.
There you go. So, see, we got that part out now, right? Now, right, one more thing. I see my man DJ Fizz in the building now.
DJ Fizz.
That's DJ for Chris Brown.
Yeah.
He's the DJ for Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Zena Phillips is watching. Keisha White, what's up, Queen? And Oni, just got to keep showing y'all love, man. What's up, John? Appreciate y'all. Oh, that was Eric. Oh, Eric, that's you, DJ Fizz, that kept calling in.
Yeah.
Said, don't be hanging up on me. See why I don't look at your comments. We're sorry about that, baby. Your phone was tripping. So that wasn't us. Now, let's go back to him. We got literally like 3 minutes. I wanted to close my DJ Charlie mix.
Yeah.
But we don't have that much time, and Corey had the phones hot, so I wanted to cater to the guests right now.
Right.
DJ Charlie made everything possible with us live on the Facebook, so he's still doing his thing.
Right.
97.7 The Blaze, y'all. That's the first home of Global Street Wave. Then we went to the RMCs, the WCOBMs. Now we at the Morris Media. Oh, right quick, Portis, please put this flyer up. We have a new show we're going to do June 3rd. June 3rd, we're going back to Hollywood. I got to promote this flyer, if nothing else. I got to give a salute to Rick Hard, y'all. This one brother I would cuss and argue with and fuss, but he one cool brother. I'm going to still be his friend. We ain't going to hate each other. And no matter what, I didn't say about him to anybody. I love you, Rick Hard, man. I love you, man. Rick Hard, that's the flyer, man. Global Street Wave. We going back, Hollywood. Yeah, I'm going to do a real quick shot. You thought you was stopping me from being in Hollywood, huh? But I came to Morris Media. Now I'm going back to Hollywood, boo. And it ain't costing us an arm and a leg. How about that? We about to start a Global Street Wave Network. We about to help artists start their own radio shows at the Rick Hard Jr. Records. Scrimmer Bosch and Rick Hard about to come right back together like we was doing with the music. But I ain't doing no dang on music, Rick Hard. I'm going to stick with the movies and the film.
Okay.
I got acting
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, with Rick Carr saying that to say, we're going to be in Hollywood now.
Okay.
Doing a lot of stuff on the boulevards, putting together another show. But guess what? We're not leaving Mr. Morris.
Right.
So, we're still going to come in here and pay our tithes.
That's right.
And we're still going to do our show here live.
For sure.
Because it's the real professional stuff.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to be doing our thing still because I want to go in Hollywood.
Okay.
We was in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, I'm going to keep it clean, Corey, and let the last 3 minutes go on you. So, out of anything I was supposed to announce, y'all don't forget to go check out my new designer, Really Raw Apparel. Brian asked us, overseas. I had the question. See, I'm glad my mind going back.
Yeah.
Overseas, you got me balanced over here with the sexual, sensual stuff. Rap music. Where you going next overseas? You gonna take me as your assistant with you and your wife, and I'm gonna be your girlfriend. Where you going next?
Well, you know, we are. We actually have a cruise I'm getting ready to go on in August. Matter of fact, DJ Fizz is the DJ. DJ Fizz and DJ Get Your Life. Yeah, we're going to the Bahamas.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go do that. And, you know, I'm in light conversations with Mark Rowe and Dion Hall from Soul Central Magazine to go to Dubai and London
and,
to see what we can do.
And before we got here, because we literally got minutes, good points got up real quick. Let these people know what you need to tell them before we get out of here. Because I don't want you to end. Whatever we didn't talk about, we didn't ask you. The engineer left real quick. Hurry up. Yeah, come back. It's going to be over. Talk to him.
Yeah, man. I just want you to know that, you know, whatever it is that you believe in your heart that you want to do, whether
let
people tell you
heart.
You can't do it
I'm
or not, never give up. Go after your dreams. Because, you know, I say this all the time. I don't chase dreams. I catch dreams. You just have to go get them. So they out there. So go catch your dream, man. Yeah. You know, and it's people who believe in you along the way and people who don't. You don't let any of that deter you.
Sure.
You keep going. You got to have that right team. See, the lady in my life, she's my right team. If it wasn't for her, none of this Corey the Poet would be happening.
That's right.
You know, so it's my job to educate and entertain people at the same time. So when you come to a Corey the Poet show, you're going to leave entertained. You're going to leave exhausted with wanting more.
She motivates you with that, too.
Yeah. And
see,
nothing
a lot of
but
people
inspiration.
In relationships ain't motivated.
That's true.
Right. And she's real, though. See, she keep me grounded. She'll tell
down
me.
And
she'll tell. Look, I done got music. My guy who produced my music, I have several of them, but my main one, he produced music 12 years for Prince.
Still got an album. Okay.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, he for Prince. But she is the one who will come to me and say, you know what? That music ain't right for what you're doing. Take that back to him.
So that's right. Yeah. Okay, so I know other soul. Hell, we got to get out of here. I know other soul.
Ain't no soul.
I know other soul. So who you daddy? Hey, that's somebody for us? That's another guy. I'm just playing, y'all. We about to get up out of here. I did have to mention my show. We will be going to Hollywood, y'all. I'll talk about that more on other shows. June 3rd, y'all tune in, though. Y'all just stay tuned in to Global Street Wave, Screaming Bossy Page, Carlene Corsi Wall, and we're going to keep you posted. I'm going to end the show right now. We ain't gonna violate the porters. I want to thank y'all again for tuning in to Global Street Wave at the Morris Media Studios. One love. Salute to all, man. We out of here. God bless and keep good chemistry. If it ain't no chemistry or it's bad chemistry, get away. Bossy love you.
Right.
GSW.